Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Mantilla. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting third. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Mantilla moves to third. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones misplays the ball. That's an error on Jones. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francona scores. Hauser moves to third. Wagner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive to center field. Yastrzemski throws towards the infield. Wilson fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wilson. Hauser scores. Wagner scores. Davalillo moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive towards short. Mantilla reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Brown now playing second base. Woody Held now playing right field. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mantilla moves to second. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mantilla scores. Stewart moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Lee Stang now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Tillman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Tillman reaches second base with a double. There goes Malzone trying to get to home. Wagner throws the ball into Hauser, who relays the ball to SQ, who tags Malzone, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Jones reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. One out. Joe SQ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. SQ is 0-for-2 in the game. SQ hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first, with Stang covering, for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Williams now playing first base. Chuck Schilling now playing second base. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Lee Stang. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Chico Salmon now playing right field. Woody Held now playing second base. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Dick Raditz now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling strikes out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Mantilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Bell now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Bob Chance pinch hits for Gary Bell. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Moran pinch runs for Bob Chance. John Romano pinch hits for Dick Houser. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Romano reaches second base with a double. Moran moves to third. Vern Fuller pinch runs for John Romano. Bob Hefner now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield strikes out. Tillman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Whitfield out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.